to the book of St. Matthews. St. Matthews chapter 16. And I want to read a couple of verses there. St. Matthews chapter 16. And I want to start reading at verse number 13. St. Matthew 16 and 13. When you get it, say amen. Amen. Still a few pages. St. Matthew 16 and 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am? Whom say ye that I am?" If you would, raise your right hand and repeat after me. May I reintroduce myself to you. Amen. We're going to preach on the theme that the Lord has given me for this year. May I reintroduce myself to you. If you look at the text, if you look at this particular chapter, you will see that Jesus was basically setting in order not only his house, but he was setting in order something that was going to literally shake the world, the declaration of who he was and who he is. And when we come to the realization of who we are and who he is, then and only then can we be the people that God has deemed us to be. But one of the things the Lord told me in particular about the new year and coming in, he said, "Son, I want to reintroduce myself to my people, because somewhere along the line, who I really am has not been seen in its fullness." Now, these things can happen because a lot of time we take for granted certain things and we don't really take to heart certain things. And when we began to stop doing what we know to do and start doing stuff that's convenient for us to do, it starts to deal with the essence of who God is as well as who we are. And so we lose definition of what our purpose is, what life really was intended to be from God's perspective, not ours. And so there is a need for us constantly to be redefined, not only in our own eyes, but also redefined. We need to be redefined through the eyes of God. And so on this morning, I want to talk about our theme for the year. And I want this to resonate down in our spirit. Because if we will take what God gives us in the beginning of the year and build on it throughout the year, then we will be the people that God wants us to be. And we can be what God wants us to be, irregardless of what anybody else says. And so the word of the Lord has come today to say to the church and to the believer that I want to get reacquainted with you. Ain't that something? God says, "I want to get reacquainted with you. I want to perfect our relationship. I realize there's some things in our relationship that are missing. And so I want to get reacquainted with you." The love that should be, the passion for the things that I hold dear, the things that we used to celebrate and cry about and laugh about and get excited about, it's not happening like it used to happen. So he says, I feel the need to get reacquainted with you. And when God says he wants to get reacquainted with you, that ought to make you feel good on the inside. That ought to do something to you. He said, we started out on the wrong foot. And in many instances we did, because when we first came to Christ, we had a perception of him from other people. We didn't really have the kind of perception from a personal perspective that we should have. If you understand what I'm saying, I'm going to break it down. When we were introduced to Christ, in most instances, we were introduced to Christ according to somebody else's beliefs, who they thought him to be, and what he was in their life. And if they were not a complete Christian, if they were not an individual who had a right relationship with God, it would pose a problem on them really understanding who God was and who God is. And so when you start getting information from sources that are not sound, can I say it that way? and really don't have the passion that God would want them to have, you're not going to really know God like you ought to know him. Oh, I can't get no help with that. And so when we start out on the wrong foot, when we have misrepresentation or when we misunderstand who God is, amen, we won't be able to embrace him like we ought to embrace him. And in many instances, that's what has transpired. Because, you know, a lot of times, the information that was shared about the law wasn't true information. You had to dress a certain kind of way. You had to be in a certain state of mind. Yeah, you had to be associated with certain kind of folk. But that wasn't the truth of the matter. And as we began to grow in Christ, and as we get the established relationship with him, we realized that was not the truth. And so God's saying today, he said, I want to reintroduce myself to you. I want to get reacquainted with you. I want to make sure that all of the misinterpretations, all of the misunderstandings, all of the stuff that was not set straight, get straight. Mm-hmm. He says, I want to give us an opportunity to really get to know one another. Ain't that something? God says, I want to give us the opportunity to really get to know one another. It's quite amazing when you begin to look at what's transpiring in the world today, and in particular in Christendom, because what is transpiring right now is not so much we wanting to get to know God, it's us wanting to know what we can do and what we can get away with and what we need to do to make ourselves happy. And what we should be at liberty to do. Did you ever notice that? Most of the stuff that's really transpiring in Christendom today is really not about getting to know God, but it's getting to know what we can do. We're so busy trying to get out of the box that we can't get in the box properly. Can't get straight. And so God says, I want to get some stuff straight that's been misinterpreted. He said, I want to get some stuff set in order that's been misunderstood. He said, I want to give us another chance to really get to know one another. And so he says, son, tell my people I want to reintroduce myself unto them. May I reintroduce to you who I am and what I came to do. You see, in our prior meeting when we first came together, we were not properly introduced. You know how you've been in places and they said, I was in a meeting Thursday with the people who own this complex, and we were walking and we were talking, and a lot of times you don't get properly introduced to who it is. They just tell you the name, but they don't tell you who they are. And so after a period of time, he said, I want to properly introduce myself to you. I own this joint. I'm just not one of the fellas walk. I own this joint. Oh, thank you for that information. A lot of times when introductions are given, you know, it's just a formal thing. And so in order for us to have the kind of relationship that God wants us to have, it needs to become informal to the point where we become interpersonal. And we start sharing the kind of relation, start sharing the information that establishes relationship. And so that's one of the things that God said, I want to reintroduce myself to you because I want a personal relationship. Not just, you know, a distant relationship or a religious relationship or a religious encounter or experience. He said, I want something ongoing on a regular basis. Amen. When you're sitting down, when you're rising up, when you're laying down, when you're driving in your car. Amen. Even when you're having a conversation with other folks, just pause for a moment and say, hold that thought, baby girl. Thank you, Father. Okay, go ahead back and say what you were saying. You see, in our prior meeting, we were not properly introduced. That's what God is saying. They just told you from their perspective who I was. But can I tell you myself who I am? Let me tell you who I am. Your grandmother said that I was the lily of the valley, the bright morning star. That's what I was to her. But he says, I want to be something to you. Thank you. They just told you from their perspective who I was. But I want to tell you myself who I am. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They told you that you had to be a part of this denomination or a part of this reformation to be right. But I just want to let you know something. If any man be in Christ. He said, I know what they told you, but it's not about a denomination or a reformation. It's about belief in me and acceptance of who I am. He says we need to rethink our relationship. It is not where it needs to be. You're so tied up in the corporate community that we don't have a personal relationship. Your accountability is in jeopardy because you're not sitting back having right relationship, right conversations, right discussions with me. You see, a lot of time we get tied up and we start thinking about what folks in the religious community is saying. It's not so much what they're saying, it's what God is saying. And so he says, I need to reintroduce myself to you properly. So some might say, why is it necessary for God to want to reintroduce himself to us? Why is it necessary for us to start from scratch again? God says, because of bad information and improper circulation of information that I gave out from people who are not committed, from people who are under demonic influence and full of erroneous information. God said it's necessary. And so we need to understand some things. Amen. People have a tainted perspective of who God really is because of bad information on erroneous doctrine. And instead of us getting closer to God, we're getting farther away from him. Instead of the church making a bigger impact, we're not as impactful as we could be because we are not strategically, amen, located in our proper place. And it's because of relationship, and it's because of bad information. But when we, on a personal level, I'm not talking about a corporate level, I'm not talking about a church level, not talking about who, you know, what part of, you know, what church, but on a person, when we are introduced to God on a personal level, then change can come. And that's the only way that the church is going to change. That's the only way the community is going to change. That's the only way the perception of who Jesus is going to change until there is personal relationship. And that's what God says. He says, I want personal interaction. Now, I'm going to make it plain, so just hang on. So God said we need to have this talk. We need to be reintroduced because of all of the bad information that's in circulation. So God says, here's some examples of what I'm talking about. He said, many of you have been told because you're baptized, you're saved. Mm-hmm. But God said that's not true. See, some of you have been told that if you're baptized in the Holy Ghost and you speak in tongues, then you're saved. And others of you have been told if you accept another testament, if you embrace another prophet other than Jesus Christ, only then can you come to the fullness of who Christ is. Others have been told you got to wear long dresses and put on black suits. And you've been told that you got to act a certain kind of way. Some of you have been told you got to be poor and deprived and you got to go without, and that proves that you're holy. Others have been told you got to have stuff, and if you got a lot of stuff, that validates who you are. And others have been told if you are liberal and you embrace all ideologies and you just preach that God is love, then the essence of who God really is resides inside of you, and so you are God's child. The devil is a liar. The Bible lets us know that the only way that a man can come to God is on God's terms, not on his own. You can't come to God just any kind of way. You can't live just any kind of way. You can't believe just any kind of thing and say you're a child of God. God says, can I reintroduce myself to you? Can I tell you who I am and what I require of man? Let's have a talk. Let's sit down and discuss this thing so that we can get this thing right. And then we can get together and get about my business. Hallelujah. God's saying, I need to reintroduce myself. And he said, I'm going to do it myself. I'm not going to send nobody. He said, I'm going to come myself through the person of my word. I'm going to come myself by way of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to come myself as I live through the elements that's in the world.
God said you're going to walk outside and all of a sudden the essence of who I am is going to hit you, because you're going to see trees and grass and ground. Mm-hmm. You're going to see air, amen, that you can't see. I can't get no help with this. I can't see it, but I can see it. I know it's there because I'm breathing something. He said, I want to reintroduce myself to you, because there is need for the church to begin to be about my business. And so he says, may I? See, I'm not going to force myself on you. He said, may I reintroduce myself to you? Can we just sit down and reason together? Can we talk like brothers? Can we talk like sisters? Can we? Act like we're part of one another. Yes, yes. The Bible says, well, in particular, the dictionary Webster says reintroduce means to bring or to take somebody or something back to a place where he, she, or it used to be common. It used to be common for us to give God praise. It used to be common for us to acknowledge his essence, his deity. It used to be common for us to respect and reverence God. But that's not the case now. There's a lot of folk that talk for God and don't even know God. Mm-hmm. That's why we got such confusion. But God's saying, I want to nip this thing in the bud. He says, I want to tell you who I am myself. This is the year for the personal relationship with God, the interpersonal. And God said, he told me, he said, make sure you tell my people this. He said, if by chance they don't want the introduction, proper introduction, he says, tell them it's their fault, not mine. Because I've tried. The Bible lets us know that God's hand is outstretched. But there is going to come a time that God's going to withdraw his hand. Bible proves it. When he was talking to the children of Israel, and he told them, because you do not want to maintain, you do not want me to stay in your heart, you do not want to walk in my statutes and in my standards, he said, I will withdraw my hand from you. Yes. Amen. And when God pulls his hand away, guess what? The enemy engulfs us. God says, make sure you tell my people. He said, I want a common relationship. As common as you breathing air. He said, that's how I want the relationship to be. You don't even think about pulling in air and blowing it out. And God's saying, that's how I want our relationship to be. I wanted to go back to its pureness, where it was in the Garden of Eden before Adam fell. God said, Adam didn't have to come looking for me, and I didn't have to come looking for him. And so the word reintroduce means to reestablish. God said, I want to reestablish right relationship. The word reintroduce also means to bring something back into effect again, to reinstate something again. The holiness of God. God said, I want to reinstate my holiness. I want to reinstate. I want to validate who I am. I want people to know who I am and what I stand for. And so he said the way that this is going to transpire is through reintroduction, me reintroducing myself unto you. And so the Lord is saying to the church in 2008, I want to introduce myself to you again. Bring into effect again a viable living relationship with you. In essence, God's saying, I want to walk with you and talk with you. I want to live in you. I want to use you to be the vessel that I work through to perform the miraculous. God said, I want to establish a viable living relationship with you. That's what he's saying when he says, may I reintroduce myself to you. He's also saying in our theme for this year, I want to reinstate or give back the sovereignty that only I can bring. He said, I want to give back the dominion and the power and the independence that only I can give. There are so many of us, amen, we don't have dominion any longer. We are pawns of a system. We are pawns, amen, of a culture. And we don't have dominion. We don't have power anymore. We can't make up our own mind what we want to do. We're influenced by our surroundings.
And many of us are, because some relationships are more with people are more important than our relationship with God. Some stuff that we want to have in our lives is more important than our relationship with God. We don't have dominion. You can run certain commercials and we'll go broke trying to live up to the commercial. Oh, I can't get no help. They introduce certain products on the market, amen, and we'll get in debt to get it. And allow our relationship with God to suffer. Amen. We will see certain kind of women and certain kind of men and let it burn in our spirit so that we wreck good relationships just for a cheap thrill. I can't get no help with this. I know. But God said, I want to reinstate. I want to give back sovereignty. I want to give you your power, your independence back. I want to, this year, God's saying, I want to liberate you. Let me reintroduce myself to you. I can give you power to overcome the temptations and the trials of this world. Yes, I can. He said, all I need to do is just have a talk with you. Oh, St. Jesus said, just let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our trouble. He'll hear our failures cry. He'll answer by and by. All we have to do is have a talk with him. Isaiah says it best when he says, come now, let us reason together. God said, I want reason with you. I want proper rationale. He said, just for a moment, I'm going to steal the voice of the devil. All wicked influences going to be silent. And we're going to sit down and have real conversation. And I'm going to let you see things from the God perspective. There's clarity when you look at it through the eyes of God and when you hear it from God's voice, because it ain't tainted. Amen. Bible lets us know that that truth pressed to earth shall soon rise again. You can't keep truth down. Amen. Can't keep it buried. Amen. It's got to rain. Hallelujah. So God's saying, amen, I want to reintroduce myself to you because I want to reinstate. I want to give you back your power, your independence, your dominion, your ability to choose the right thing and not the wrong thing. Your ability to live and just not cohabitate. Hallelujah. Is there not a cause? Amen. Is there not something bigger than life? Bigger than death? Is there not something that burns in your essence? Amen. That's bigger than life itself. Yes, there is. There is a cause. And the only way that we're going to get our dominion, our power and our independence back is we got to have right relationship with God. And so God says, I want to reinstate, give you back your sovereignty. He's the only one that can do it. He's the only one that can do it. May I reintroduce myself to you is what the Lord is saying. He said, I want to restore the years that pride and rebellion and disobedience and lust and the distractions of life have stolen away. Distractions can steal precious time. Bad information can cause good relationships to go awry. Misinterpretation of valid words, amen, can cause people who can make your life rich and full, amen, to become empty and void. Oh, yes, it can. And God is saying something here today. He's saying in 2008, there is not going to be a reason for any child of God to say that they have failed. He said, I'm going to take every excuse away. He said, if you want to live right, he said, I have my hand outstretched. I want to reintroduce myself to you so we can get about the business, the work at hand. It's not an excuse. It's what God is basically saying. And so he's saying, I know you got bad information. I know you got erroneous information. I know some folk didn't want to tell you the truth because they didn't want you to succeed. I know you were subservient to a system, amen, that wasn't created by me. I know you got distracted, amen, by stuff, amen, that the world says was valid. He says, but I want you to know something, amen, that if you'll just come back to me, if you'll just sit down and have a little talk with me, he said, I can put everything in order. I can put everything in its proper place. And so God says, I want to reestablish or bring back into existence a hungering and a thirsting for my spirit. When was the last time you really hungered for the Spirit of God? You really hungered for the presence of God. You really hungered for a revelatory word from God. When was the last time God said, I know you're hungering for other stuff. He said, but I want to give you what you really need to be hungering for. Amen. Bible lets us know if we seek first the kingdom, all these other things will be added. And what we got to do is start seeking the kingdom. Amen. We got to start hungering and thirsting for the presence of God. Hey, glory. Start hungering and thirsting for the Spirit of God. No, not for stuff. Amen. Not for wanting to do our own thing. Amen. But Lord, I just want more of you. More of you. All I really want is more of you. I don't want no silver, no riches, no gold, no fame untold. He said, but Lord, all I really want is more of you. I want to feel your spirit. I want to feel the essence of who you are. Lord. I want to hunger and thirst for your word. Amen. I want to be that son that you be proud of. I want to be that son, that daughter that you can brag on and that you see, that you can call the devil's attention to. Hallelujah. When was the last time that God really had somebody to brag on? He ought to have a whole lot more folks than just Job to brag on. I got to. But I hear God saying, I want to reintroduce myself to you. Somebody say, bring that word, Pastor. Hallelujah. when I reintroduce myself unto you, he said, I'm going to reestablish. I'm going to bring back into existence a hungering and a thirsting for my spirit, for my word, for my presence, for the miraculous. We don't even bring sick folks to church no more. We don't bring demon-possessed folks to church no more. We don't bring people with addictions to church anymore. We don't bring people that the world and the system has given up to church anymore, because we don't have a hunger and a thirsting for the miraculous. But you know what we want to do? We want to bebop and jump and pop and break and entertain flesh. But God said, I want to reinstate what the church is really all about and why I call it into existence. It's not a social club. It's not a gathering place, amen, for people to come, amen, and prostitute their gifts. But it is the house of the living God, the bride of Christ, the called out ones. God said, I want to reintroduce myself to you. I want to redefine the cause. That thing that's bigger than life. That thing that's bigger than personal desires. Even that thing that's bigger than death. When there really is a cause. When there really is a relationship, then we have a cause. But we're just worrying about living. And we're just worrying about dying. But we need to be concerned about the cause. The cause is bigger than life and death. And the reason we don't have it, amen, is because relationship ain't right. But think about this. Think about this. When the cause is bigger than life and death and bigger than desires, amen, think about this. You don't have to worry about certain things happening in your life. You want to know why I don't have no problem lusting after women? Because of the cause. When lust arises, the cause arrests it and chokes the life out of it. You know why I don't steal the church's money? Because of the cause. It's bigger than me getting a Rolls Royce and a house on the hill and a six-figure bank account. But I hear God saying, let me reintroduce myself to you, because I want to reestablish some stuff. I want to redefine, amen, some stuff, because you got some bad information. And so when you get bad information, you need godly revelation to come out of it. Hallelujah. What it's going to take to deliver this world and what it's going to take to deliver us is a rhema word, a revelatory word, a pronounced word that comes off of the lips of God. Amen. And it's not only supervised, but it's, amen, improvised. It's empowered. Amen. By the Spirit of God. So we need change. And so God says, well, let me reintroduce myself to you. He says, I also want to bring back proper fear and reverence from a God perspective. God said, I want to talk to you, son. I'm not a child. I'm not to be played with. I'm not to just to be thought that you can handle me any kind of way. He said, I need to make sure that folk, I know you got it from them. I know they told you, but they didn't tell you right. Because if they told you right, you'd have been scared to come in my house and act a fool. You've been scared to get out of the house and act a fool. Because God is always around. He's always available. Amen. Don't make no difference where you're at, where you go. He's privileged to the information. As a matter of fact, he even know it before you speak it. He's had prior conversations with your thoughts before you confessed it. Good God Almighty. He's something else. Before you even took it, God had thought it. Okay. Interrogated it. Touched it up. Looked at it from the essence it was coming from. That's why he can judge. Because he's privileged to all the information. You might say to my child, I don't like your hair. And God knows you don't like her hair. You just saying that, you know, joking. Tell my child, I don't like your hair. And God already looked at it and said, you really don't like her hair. You got a problem with her hair, don't you? But just, I'm just playing, child. No, you're not. No, you're not. God knows. He's already interrogated the thought, turned it over, looked at it from, that's why he can judge, because he's God. Hallelujah. But God said, I want to bring back proper fear and reverence from a God perspective, my perspective. I'm not talking about a man-contrived fear or reverence, but I'm talking about a God fear that's been birthed out of God himself. Mm-hmm. A realistic fear, a fear that's convicting. But I said, I need to have a talk with you. I need to reintroduce myself to you because I got to bring proper fear and reverence back to the relationship. Have you ever noticed when proper fear and proper reverence is in relationships, how well people get along? Mm. You ever notice that? Well-disciplined children. Mm-hmm. How they have right relationship. Well-disciplined husbands and wives, they understand their boundaries and their perimeters and how they have right relationship. Ever notice when proper fear and reverence is given, relationship is right? Thus, I want to reintroduce myself to you, son, because I need to show you who I am and what I'm capable of doing. I know you've gotten some bad information, and they've told you that God is love, and they've told you that a good God wouldn't send his most prized creation to hell. I know they told you that, but he said, can I talk to you again? That's bad information. That's improper revelation. And he said, let me reintroduce myself to you so I can show you who I am. And the Lord is saying, may I reintroduce myself unto you? He's saying, may I show you a part of me that you thought no longer existed? Mm-hmm. May I do for you what you no longer thought was possible? May I show you a part of me that you had forgotten about? May I? When I reintroduce myself to you, I'm going to be reintroduced properly. And all of the information that really needs to be shared is going to be shared. This is time, God is saying, to sit down. Amen. And feast at my feet. And learn who I really am. Oh, I told you earlier, amen, your grandmother's religion was good enough for her. But see, you got to know him for yourself because you can't go to heaven off what grandmama did. Might have been a good woman, hallelujah, and love God. But you can't base your relationship with God on that relationship. Amen. God wants to do more than he did for granny. Maybe you got a different calling. Mm-hmm. This is a different time, different dispensation. Amen. Wickedness is more pronounced now than ever. And so what he did for granny,
ain't necessarily what he want to do for you. So he said, when the Lord is saying, may I reintroduce myself unto you, he's saying, I want to bring the realness of the reality of who I am back into the picture. We have this strange analogy of who God is. You know, somebody's sitting afar off, and you know, I'm gonna try and break this down, because we don't think he hear everything we say. We don't think he see everything we say. Mm-hmm. We don't think he can interpret our heart. All right. We don't think he knows what we're thinking. Yes, he don't think we don't think that he knows if our heart is pure or not. You can't know your heart. Only God can. The Bible says the heart is deceitfully wicked. Mm-hmm. Who can know it? The only one can know it is God. But see, God's saying, I want to reintroduce myself to you, because you've been letting some stuff slip that you know you ain't got no business letting slip. You've been letting some stuff come out of your mouth you ain't got no business letting come out of your mouth. You've been not doing some stuff you know you need to do. That's why I need to reintroduce myself to you, because I want to bring the realness of the reality of who I am back into the picture. When you know who God is, you are silent more than you listen more than you talk. When you know who God is, you're careful about your words. You're careful of what you say. When God's really in the picture, and y'all know this is the truth, certain folk you don't even want to be around.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Certain situations you wouldn't even find yourself in. I guarantee you, if most folks saw God like he really is, if he was constantly in the picture, 99.9% of the stuff we do, we wouldn't do it.
Hallelujah.
Television programs, we wouldn't watch them.
Right.
Conversations, we wouldn't have them.
Yeah.
Thoughts, they wouldn't even enter our mind.
Right.
Because we're saying this stuff flashing before God while I'm thinking it.
Right.
I can't do that. But God's saying, he said, son, explain to my people. When the Lord is saying, may I reintroduce myself to you, he's saying, I raised Lazarus from the dead. I can raise your dream from the dead. Oh, they've stepped over it. They looked at it. They pronounced it dead. All of the stuff, all of the evidence necessary to say that it's dead is prevalent, it's pronounced. He's stinking. Body began to decompose. They done had the funeral and put him in the grave and seal it up. But I heard God say, son, tell my people that I can raise Lazarus from the dead. I can raise that dream that's been pronounced dead. Don't have no heart palpitations. And no need to use the defibrillator, because it's dead. But thanks be unto God. Hallelujah. That all he got to do is stop and say, roll a stone away. Hallelujah. God saying, tell my people, I'm still the same God that raised up Lazarus. And tell them I can raise up their dream, their Lazarus also. He said, make sure my people understand who I am. He said, when I reintroduce myself to them, he's saying, I'm going to let them know that just like I opened the Red Sea and my other children walked on dry ground, I can open up, I can make a way when there seems to be no way in their lives too. Yes, I can. Hallelujah. Yes, I can. I was so excited when God told me about this, because the other night I was sitting and the Lord was putting this word down in my spirit, and it was just like I was standing in Moses' place looking out over that Red Sea. I looked around me and had mountains all around me. I looked behind me and my enemy was coming up on me, and just for a moment, amen, just for a moment I began to hear the cries of the people. Pastor, what we gonna do? Oh, we at the Red Sea. Did God bring us this far to leave us? Oh, Pastor, I'm getting a little worried. I'm wondering what our next move gonna be. Is there help on the horizon? And while I was standing looking out over that water, and before destitution,
before doubt. Thank you, Jesus. Before anything else could enter in, the cause raised up. The reason God called me into the ministry raised up. He allowed my mind to go back to when he first released me. And he re-spoke those words over again. Is that not a cause? Look out over that water and command that it divide. And not only make the command the water to divide, but he said, speak to that wet soil and command it to dry up. God said, when I reintroduce myself to my people, the things they thought were impossible, they're going to start seeing it through their own eyes that it is possible. And by the stretching out of a rod, by the speaking of a word in faith, by the declaration of who their God is, ooh, hey, my God, the river's going to open up. Look at somebody and say, the river got to open up. When the Lord is saying, may I reintroduce myself unto you, he's saying, I can cause them thick walls, them walls like Jericho, to fall flat just by the utterance of your voice. See, when your praise gets pure and your voice has a distinction to it, stuff's got to obey. Now notice this. Anybody else could have walked out there and hollered, and that wall wouldn't have collapsed. But when you're anointed of God, when you have the essence of God inside of you, even the elements, no matter what state they're in, can distinguish that voice and say, we got to come down. I can't get no help with this. God say, when I reintroduce myself to you, there are going to be distinguishing characteristics associated with you. And those characteristics are going to be so refined that even the inflection of your voice will call the elements to understand who you are. God said, may I reintroduce myself to you. You might have a dry womb, a shut up womb, a closed womb, an unfertile womb. Might I have the capability of reproduction? But God said, that's the way it was. But when I reintroduce myself to you, when we sit down and start talking, and we start conversing one with another, and I start sharing pertinent information, all of a sudden, what's infertile is going to become fertile. I can't get no help with this. Hey, glory. What didn't have no power, what didn't have no creative purpose, all of a sudden now is going to be able to cause life to come forth. But God's saying, the only way this is going to happen, there must be a reintroduction. There must be a reintroduction. Let me reintroduce myself to you, because I want to tell you something. Folk been telling you you ain't nobody. Folk been reminding you of how sinful you are, and how wicked you are, and how wretched you are. They've been telling you about how no good thing can come out of you, reminding you of your past. But God said, I want to talk to you so you can have some history, so you can have something, amen, to fall back on and let the folk know who you are. Sure enough, you was a liar. Sure enough, you stole. Sure enough, you was a conniver. Sure enough, you was a devil worshiper. Sure enough, you drunk more wine than Cooter Brown. You played the women. You played the men. You ran the game. Sure enough. But such was some of you. But ye are washed. God said, I want you to have some history. But I want it to be a distinct history.
See, when I get a hold of you, all things are going to be passed away. And then all things have become new. The essence of who you are is going to become new. They will be able to look and say, you know what? Brother Bobby used to do that. But that ain't him no more. He's been changed. Before you can even testify, somebody will run up and say, hold your peace, Brother Bobby. I got this one. Brother Bobby used to do that. But he don't do that no more. What's your problem? Why you ain't changed? Let me get back to this because I got to bring this on in. God says, I need to reintroduce myself to you because I want to give you a distinguished history. Mm-hmm. I want to let you know who you really are and where you came from. You might have done some stuff along the way, but it was because you had bad information, improper revelation, a bad concept of who I was. He said, but I'm finna change all that right now. I'm finna let you know who I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. Mm-hmm. I want you to know I was in the beginning. And I'm going to be in the end. I want you to know something. That I once was lost. But now I'm found because of who God is. I am that I am is your father. And I can change you. I can rearrange your life. I can make you what nobody else can make you. I want you to know something. Once you get in me, there are nothing but possibilities. Hallelujah. And so God's saying, I need to reintroduce myself to you because you need to know who I am. And when you know who I am, then you can be changed. And then last but not least, God is saying, I must share with you. Not only was I in the beginning and in the ending, he said, but I'm all in between. He said, I was the one that had the power to make all things come to pass. It was my creative abilities that caused the earth to take its shape and to have its essence. It was me that caused a spoken word to have power where things could be created and fulfill the earth. You need to be reintroduced to who I am. I'm a holy God. I am the God, the one and only God, and there's none beside me. Hallelujah. Let's go to the text and I'm going to close. Matthew 16, look at verse number 13. Jesus had just rebuked the Pharisees, the religious pundits. He had just rebuked them. So you can tell what time it is by looking at the sky. You can tell if it's going to rain or not by the signs that you see. But you must be sterile religiously because you have no insight upon who you are and what you've been called to do. And not only that, but Jesus also began to deal with his disciples. And he began to warn them. And he began to tell them about the leaven of the Pharisees. And then not only that, but he began to address them because somewhere along the line, see, when you start believing your own lie, and you stop smelling your own breath, I can't get no help with this. When we quit living in a real world and start living in a fantasy world, God has to come back and readdress us too. Because sometimes we can get so heavenly minded we ain't no earthly good. Sometimes we get so hell bent on getting our praise on till we're not considerate of our brother or our sister. I can't get no help with this. Mm.
But we are a brother's keeper. And we shouldn't be a stumbling block to nobody that's trying to get in Christ Jesus. But the Lord had to address some stuff. And then he came to this point. He said here in the 13th verse of the 16th chapter, the Lord came to them. He said unto them, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? You tied to a system that don't know me. You in a world that don't acknowledge me. And because of this, something has happened to your perception, to your ability to see and recognize who it is that's in your presence. Don't you know if we're not careful, we can come and just be satisfied having church and not having relationship, not experiencing the power of God when we come together? We come together and in many instances, and we're not asking God for a miracle. We're not asking him to save nobody. We're not asking him to say, Lord, I want you to take me to a new dimension. I want you to give me a word that'll go down into my spirit and cause me to be changed. We can come to church and just get so tied up into a system that we miss what it is God really wants done. And so this had began to happen to the disciples. Amen. They had not been able, amen, to allow their mind to see who God really was. They had missed it. And you'll begin to see this further along in the text. But this question that Jesus asked was prompted because of how they were relating not only to him, but to the things of God. You understand what I'm saying? Just didn't ask this question to be accident. When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Who do you say I am? Do you really have a clue who I am? And out of those disciples that was there, it was only one that had a revelation of who he was. Ain't that amazing? And if we were to play the odds today, there ain't a whole lot of folks right here who really know who he is. And you got to understand something. They walk with him. They talk with him. They saw his miracles afresh. They saw his interaction and how his power was personified and how he, that just not a normal man could not do this. And their psyche still was not, amen, scarred to the point where without a shadow of a doubt, they could say that this is the Son of God. Now you imagine what transpires in the church where the miraculous ain't happening on a regular basis. When the Holy Ghost ain't falling on a regular basis. When people ain't praising on a regular basis. When people ain't crying out for God on a regular basis. When people ain't striving to touch the hem of his garment on a regular basis. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that they even know who he is? Now just think about that when we're interacting constantly, amen, in the system, amen, that's working against him. And then when your inner man ain't being challenged, it ain't being fed, it ain't being energized. And then when you don't have right relationship and you're operating off erroneous doctrine. You see where I'm going? Can't you see how the church can get in trouble? And that's what has transpired. But I hear God saying, I want to reintroduce myself to you. I hear God saying, whom do men say that I am? And then I, in my sanctified mind, I see God said, all right, good enough. But that's fine. But let me ask you this, Dick. Who do you say I am? So everybody calling them Lord, Lord. He ain't Lord in their lives. How can he be Lord and we still lying? Lord, and we're still backbiting. Lord, and we're still workers of divination, using divisive things to tie the church up. But I hear God saying, he asked him the question. He said, yeah, they say I'm a liar. That's all right. Jeremiah's, John the Baptist, one of the prophets. All right, that's fine what they're saying. But what you say? What you got to say about this? And I could see there was a silence for a moment. And then Peter spoke out. Simon Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I thought at one time that was fascinating. But the thing that really gripped my heart, and I had to go back and rethink this thing over again, when I got through talking to the Lord said, don't get too excited, son. Step down to that next verse. And I went down to verse 17, and Jesus had and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Peter, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. We know there was at least 12 disciples there. And only one of them got a visitation? All right. Oh, I can't get no help with this. There were 12 of them, we know at least, that was there. Sitting under the auspices of Jesus Christ. His glory was all consuming. He was the essence of God. And he's sitting there, and the only one got revelation was Peter. I found that quite amazing. But I could take some good from this thought. Because God began to talk. Even though just one of them got it. God said, it's enough for me to release some more rhema. Some more revelation. Yes. Verse 18 said, and I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, thou art Cephas, thou art Petra's rock. They are the Petra. And upon this revelation, or on this rock, upon this revealed thing that came from God, upon this essence, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. God said, when I reintroduce myself to you, revelation, rhema, word, gonna flow. And then I'm gonna be able to build on what I released. Oh, I can't get no help. And I will give unto thee. God said, since I reintroduced myself to you now, and revelation, rhema has flown out, amen, and been received into the hearts of men, and I have a platform, a foundation to build on, now I'm going to give you some keys. Ho, ho. My. God says, and I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom. I don't have time to work with this, but these keys can unlock doors that have been shut. These keys can give you entrance into places that normal folk can't go into. These keys can allow you to interact with people, entities that normal folk can't interact with. And I'll give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And notice this, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth, these keys can allow stuff to happen. Because I got these keys. Now I can go into a place where I can receive rhema, where I can receive information that will cause the world to become subservient to me. Yeah. And so I'm going to give you power to bind. So that stuff that's impeding your power, your progress, you can bind it now. And that devil is trying to steal your influence, you can bind it. Lock it up. Chain it down. Bear banish it to hell forever. Bind. But he said, not only do you have power, not only these keys going to give you access to a place where you can have power at to bind, but you also have power to loose. So he says here, he says, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. God said, you bind it and I'll seal it up. I'll strip it of its power. And then he says, whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be what? God said, I'm going to stand over it and watch over the word and make so. Just what you speak go come to pass. Loose that child. Whoosh. Poverty, loose your stronghold. Chains that was binding me and holding me and wouldn't let me the freedom and the liberty that I need, gotta loose. Just let me reintroduce myself to you. If you will allow me to reintroduce myself to you, I'll take you to places you never thought you'd go. I'll take you to a dimension that you never fathomed in your mind. I'll give you the ability to create a thing, to speak a thing, to loose a thing, to bind a thing. I'll give you power. Ooh, power. Power. My God. Give you power. So it says, I'll give you, I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Can I reintroduce myself to you? Can I give you the right hand of fellowship? My name is Elohim. El Shaddai. My name is Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Nisi. Jehovah Shalom. My name is I Am That I Am. El Yodai. Can I reintroduce myself to you? Can I reintroduce myself to you? I know what they said about me, but I want to tell you myself who I really am. My hand is outstretched. Will you accept it? My hand is outstretched. Will you accept it? I want to give you a new year. I want to give you a new revelation. I want to take you to a new dimension. I want to give you things that the world says impossible. I want to use you in the kingdom. Can I reintroduce myself to you? Here's my hand. Will you take my hand? I know you want to change. I know you're tired. I know you're fed up with this system. I know you want to quit. Here's my hand. Here's my hand. Will you take it? I want to reintroduce myself to you. I'm going to give you fields you didn't toil in. I'm going to give you houses you didn't build. I want to give you favor that you know you don't deserve. Just let me reintroduce myself to you. Come on. Give me your hand. Thank you. My name is Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Love you.
Bless you. Yes, sir. Take my hand. I want to reintroduce myself to you. I want to give you power. I want to set you free. I want to liberate you. I want to turn things around. I want to fill you with something that will change your life. I want to give you a brand new start. I want to hook up with you. I want to work with you. I want to bind them things that need to be bound. I want to loose that stuff that needs to be loose. I want the essence of who I am. Will you take my hand? Here I am.
Thank you. Will you accept me for who I am? Will you take my hand? I'll set you free. I'll do what you, what nobody else can do. My hands outstretched. Will you accept me? Lord. Let's start over. Let's start over. Let's start over. I know you had bad information. Let's start over. And Lord says, a new year, it's a new day. Let me help you be all you need to be. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And so that very moment after Jesus had reintroduced himself to the people, he was free then to show them the reason why I came. And the Bible says from that moment until it was over, he began to preach his death, burial, and resurrection. He began to preach the essence of why he came. But it couldn't happen until they were reintroduced to him on a different plane, on a different level. Oh, the essence of why you've been created, person that God wants you to be. It'll happen when you take his hand, like many of you have done today, and say, yes, Lord, I'll take your hand. Yes, Lord, I'll take your hand. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, reintroduce yourself to me. And the moment we take his hand, the moment we surrender, the revelation, the rhema, flows. The vessel that God can build on now comes into fruition. Peter said it. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And God said, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, Simon Peter, but my Father which is in heaven. See, God knows when the heart is right. It might have been 11 standing around wondering and guessing, but there was one, and all it needed was one. All it needs is one. And just like my brother came up, all it needs is one, and then the floodgates open up. All God needs is one. Hallelujah. That's why I hear God saying as I close, he's saying, whosoever will, let him, let her come.